serious subject here that involves men and women here, but women have been the focus, and for good reason. When they're pregnant and they miscarry, I mean, it's hard to find a family that hasn't had some kind of experience with this. And rightly, there has been a lot of focus on the mental and the physical pain involved with this too. And we've had this happen in my family. But what about the impact of miscarriage here on a committed relationship on the male? There's not as much aimed that way, and that's fine, but there should be some, and we should have an understanding of that. And that's where we welcome in our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, with our Psychologically Speaking segment today. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Dave. I've noted over the years that appropriately, women certainly, the mothers, you know, the different terms of having miscarriage, the persons that carry the child
right.
in terms
right.
of having a miscarriage, that's normally where the focus is. And in many ways, that's appropriate. However, that doesn't want us to, we don't want to minimize the impact that this has on men. Many men are totally devastated, very upset about this. It can definitely devastate relationships also, because it's really critical during these sensitive times that there be mm-hmm. good communication, you know, between the partners in terms of being able to sort out what's really going on. Often the male is the one who has to subsume his feelings and give total attention to the partner. And I think this is appropriate. There's really nothing wrong with that. However, that doesn't mean that the male does not need a lot of attention, a lot of being looked after emotionally also. And often this gets lost, you know, in the process. So I believe that in relationships, it's really important that the male also be discussing how he's feeling and sharing, as well as this being done by the partner. So when they talk, they're both talking on the same
right.
playing field, if you will. And I think that often men don't know how to talk. You know, men are often problem solvers. And this is really a talking process often, you know, with the woman who's had the miscarriage, because their dreams that each have had, of course, about, you know, playing ball with the child or playing with the child
right,
or doing
right.
things, and all of a sudden those are just gone. So it's really critical to know how to talk. And another factor that I hear in state often is people come to them and are saying, how's your partner doing? How's your wife doing? But they're not always giving as much attention to them, and sometimes don't even.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Any
right.
you know?
Right.
So the person gets lost in the process. So, and I guess, but also the worst part of this could be they don't even come to understand their own feelings, and they don't really deal with the overwhelming feelings of depression, anger, guilt, and things that occur by trying to ignore them or suppress them with activities and other thoughts, and. My view is it's really critical that both persons be able to talk and communicate, because many relationships can end over a miscarriage, or it can lead to bickering, fighting, and issues that you really don't want to have. And then I think it's critical for men not to be saying, well, you know, to the partner, well, you can have more children. We don't have to worry about that. Well, that's really not the point. This is the time to be focusing on the miscarriage. You can even be dealing with, having
public right. And that, the one, Doc, the thing you
sure.
just brought up there, that was the phrase that was you. I remember that family when I was a kid, and I don't know how helpful that is. Oh, you're young. Don't worry about it. Well, that's not the point. It really
no,
isn't
it
the
is
point.
Not.
But, you know, that used to be a regular go-to line. People thought they were helping you to buck up a little bit, but I don't know that that helps at all. So it's necessary, isn't it, to be, you know, a lot more tuned in to maybe what that other person is going through. And is it typical that men won't ever for this seek out professional help, or is it rare?
Well, I think men are just not as apt to seek out professional help. And I think often they feel their focus has to be on the partner, on the spouse, and not on themselves. And they're kind of told that by society, because anything, if you just look up reading Google things up, it's almost all about the woman. And appropriately, I'm not trying to minimize.
Sure, no, I get it. Right, right.
What's going on, but I think that the man has to be willing to seek out support and help. Too often, they are not. And this also can lead, we can talk about this, it can lead to substance abuse, it can lead to fighting, it can lead to all kinds of bad things. So it's really critical that they really have a plan when this occurs, that, you know, after this, after the miscarriage, and hopefully even talk before something were to occur, where they're going to have memories, they're going to remember the date, they're going to remember the name, they're going to remember everything about this miscarriage, this really child to be, and not just try to, you know, just throw it away and forget about it and just let it go, because that's not how it works. People keep these memories, and often it can lead to them being fearful of trying to have another child.
Well, it can. I was going to ask you about that because, you know, and again, talk with personal, not myself and my wife, but personal family experience, there can be more than one miscarriage. It's not uncommon.
Oh, yeah.
And when that occurs, are you necessarily doubling down? Do people, have they learned the coping skills, or does that never prepare you for what's to come? Because medical people will tell you this could happen again. It may not. You may have no issues whatsoever, but it could. You need to be aware. And a lot of times it does happen again. That's a difficult situation.
Well, I don't think you can prepare for something like that. You can be aware of it. You can try to prepare. Like even my daughter-in-law spent 3 months in the hospital prior to the birth, 5-6 months ago, of my granddaughter, Shelby Victoria. So, and then that means the other child came out when she was with my wife, John Donald, the other child. So either of those easily could have been a miscarriage. This was like in 25 weeks.
Sure.
So things can happen in the world we're in. Just go to the prenatal over at Sparrow and you will see exactly how many there are. So I don't think you can prepare for having a miscarriage. I really don't. I don't think so. And I think we've had in our family, I think every person you talk to, if they've had contact with a number of people and in their family, there's someone has had a miscarriage. Often people have been ashamed to talk about it, you know, which is really amazing, but that is true, because they do see self as a failure, or they see a guilt.
Right. And this can be, manifest not just with the woman caring and then miscarrying, but with the men as well.
Well, there's no question, because remember, men, I mean, I'll take myself and I think speak for you also. I was really looking forward to children. I did have these visions, and all of which fortunately have come true, of things that would happen with the children, you know, working together, playing together, doing things together.
You bet.
And all of a sudden, if you don't have that, and all of a sudden your dreams are devastated, then sure. Now, so if you're a caring, loving person, wants to be a family person, wants to have children, you have a miscarriage, it's a devastating thing. It's devastating for both men and women. I think a little sensitivity to people is, if a person's had a miscarriage and you all of a sudden run into the male part of this, you don't want to just say, hey, how is Judy doing, and forget about asking how you're doing. So I think it's because the person doesn't want to just type up, hey, I'm having a hard time too. So we want to take into account both persons, because it is a process that involves two people. I mean, so
Do you ever counsel someone who said, you know, I always like to say it's never too late, but that goes for, you know, counseling as well. Maybe somebody experienced this and it was a while ago, but they've never been able to quite come to grips with their feelings over it. Time passes. We say it heals all wounds, but it doesn't always heal all wounds. Have you found that as well, that people will talk about something that's a good distance in their past, but obviously had a bigger impact in their life maybe than they expected at the time?
Many times. And I think also people feel guilty. They feel they're flawed. There's something wrong that this happened, or something they did wrong. And often that's not the case. So, yes, people can feel bad and talk about it many years later. I've been surprised, actually, over the decades, over the years, how many people will mention, men and women, that the impact that this miscarriage had on them personally and on the relationship, and some have even led to divorce or all kinds of conflicts or near divorce or breakups, call it whatever you will. So a miscarriage can have so much impact on a person, and it can happen right away, which of course it would. Of course, there are people that go into denial and don't want to deal with it. But no, I think people carry it with them. They carry the name of the child. They carry the memory. They carry the what could have happened, what might have happened. And so it is a very difficult thing. It tests people's spirituality in terms of, you know, why would this have happened? You know, would a good God do this? What am I to learn from this? So miscarriages really have a huge impact on people, and men we're talking about specifically often are the overlooked partner in the miscarriage. And I think it's just important to be supportive to them and also let them know there's nothing wrong with having these feelings. You just want to make sure you don't allow them to lead to inappropriate behaviors on your part, or subsumed anger and frustration and these types of things, because they could really be devastating emotionally.
And importantly, it's not inappropriate to seek help and to discuss.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Psychologically speaking today with our good friend Dr. John Braccio, Senior Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. You find the podcast at drjohnb.com. They're all there, many, many different subjects of interest that can be very helpful indeed. Always good to talk. Even when the subject is not pleasant, it's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Always good. Nice talking to you, Dave. Have a good day.
All right. Dr. John Braccio, we'll be back here in a moment on the Morning Wake Up, 1320 WILS.